Blog Talk Radio.
Never felt like this until I kissed ya. How did I exist until I kissed ya? Never had you on my mind. Now you're there all the time. Never knew what I missed till I kissed ya. I kissed ya. Oh yeah. Things have really changed since I kissed ya. My life's not the same now that I kissed ya. Oh yeah. You got a will about ya. Now I can't live without ya. Never knew what I missed till I kissed ya. I kissed ya. Oh yeah. You don't realize what you do to me. And I didn't realize what a kiss could be. You got a will about ya. Now I can't live without ya. Never knew what I missed till I kissed ya. I kissed ya. Oh yeah. You don't realize what you do to me. And I didn't realize what a kiss could be. You got a will about you. Now I can't live without you. Never knew what I missed till I kissed you. I kissed ya. Oh yeah, I kissed ya. I kissed ya. Oh yeah.
Welcome to the Spirit of America Party and the Spirit of America Party book. I just finished watching some football, and it's heartbreaking when somebody loses. The San Francisco 49ers, they were so close to winning. But that's the way life goes. There are winners and losers. But you don't always have to be a loser. You could be a winner. And if you have a loss today, you may have a big win tomorrow. So you got to hang in the game like the football boys do until the very last seconds of the game. You never can tell what could happen. On this week coming up, there's going to be a pro-life march in Washington. Now, a pro-life or a woman's right to murder is a very controversial subject, and politicians will take the side of the devil if it gets them votes. They don't care. They have no loyalty. They vote to burn the flag. They rob the treasury. Yes, as a matter of fact, don't blame Obama that we lost this country. The day we legalized killing kids is the day we lost this country, because we turned on our own. And only a mad dog does that. See YouTube, abortion is murder. See YouTube, save the kids. There is more protection for pets in this country than there is for kids. You cannot take a life and not account to God for it. Well, I don't believe in God, so I have nothing to worry about. You're right. You have nothing to worry about. Yeah. I hope your case is convincing when you meet the big banger of the galaxies. I got to tell you, a moment of silence is a moment of muzzling. The word a moment of silence was injected by the communists to shut up people who believe in God. We'll have a moment of silence. That means keep your mouth shut. God likes to hear joyful noise. He likes to hear his name being praised out loud, not murmured in under crowd control. So anytime somebody calls for a moment of prayer, start the Our Father out loud. That is not offensive. not offensive to anybody who believes in a supreme being. Just repeat the words to yourself and you'll understand what I'm saying. Our Father who art in heaven, we all believe in a heaven if we're believers. Hallowed be thy name. We always believe his name is hallowed. And that's why Hollywood always takes it in vain in every movie that they make. And here's a tip about Pornowood movies. When you see a movie and it's got a great rating and it's a wonderful movie and it's a movie that you really think is right up there, watch the movie for subliminal anti-American messages. Just see if you pick out one subliminal anti-American message, and that includes attacking God. Because if you attack God, you're anti-American. There is more protection for pets in this country than for kids. Last night on Huckabee, he had on a woman who, I'm watching this woman talk, and she's got a face that's so radiant, you would think that there was a halo over her head. And she is an up person. She is so optimistic, and she's so effervescent. She bubbles. She bubbles with good feelings. And then I notice when she's talking to Huckabee, she's looking up in the air. And then it dawns on me, this woman is blind. To hear her talk, you would think she's seen everything as clear as day. She was so bullish on life. And then I found out why. She was told that she was going to lose her eyesight if she delivered the child in her womb full term. And she was told she would be blind. And you know what she said? I want this child. And the doctor who was treating her walked out on her, told her she was crazy. So she had this child, which turned out to be a daughter, and she can't see the picture that she showed Huckabee, but the picture was of her daughter and her daughter's child. She has a granddaughter now. And I tell you, she even rocked Huckabee. You know, because Huckabee is holier than thou, and he's a preacher. This woman pulled the rug out from right under his feet. And she reminded Huckabee that he's here for a reason, and he's here tonight for a purpose. And she was recharging his battery and the audience's battery. And she said, we're all here for a purpose. So, knowing that this week is pro-life week, I figured I'm going to donate, I'm going to contribute to being bullish on life. And what's really sad, since we've killed already 57 million babies since Roe versus Wade. I know we kill about 1,200,000 a year. Now, if you ever hear the communists, when they want to tear the United States apart, they'll always accuse us of being a beast because we dropped the atom bomb on Hiroshima and on Nagasaki. Each time we did one bomb, we killed 100,000 Japanese, men, women, and children. Well, how does that compare to what we do every year when we kill not 200,000, but 1,200,000 babies only. Babies only. Who is the bigger murderer? The United States is the bigger murderer of babies. Our excuse in World War II was we were trying to survive and save 1 million American troops from dying and taking Japan, and stopping a fanatical Japan from committing national harikari. So I just wanted you to know that, keep that in the back of your mind, that we are bigger murderers than the communists will tell you the U.S. was when they dropped the two atom bombs. And I can also tell you this if you want a little comfort. If Japan had the atom bomb first, they never would have used it. If Hitler had the atom bomb first, he never would have used it. If the Russians had the atom bomb first, they never would have used it. Luckily for us, we were first. Otherwise, we'd all be Rice-a-roni today. Okay, so here's a few headlines, pro-life headlines. I thought I would share them with you because I got to do my bit, because one day I'm going to get called by my maker and I'm going to have to stand the court martial, and he's going to ask me, what did I do to his children? And I want to be able to say I tried to save a few. So the top stories in Life News on January the 17th is 40,000 pro-lifers lined the streets of Paris, France, during French March for Life. 40,000. If they call tomorrow for a strike to be more communist, they'd have 1,200,000 out there in the streets. Yeah, the problem with the French is they had a revolution, but they killed all the wrong people. Andrew Cuomo faces calls to resign after saying pro-life is not welcome in New York. This is a very sick governor that we have. This guy is more anti-American than Joseph Stalin. And he is the biggest mistake. But New York is a state that makes all kinds of mistakes. And we bring in carpetbaggers and make them senators. And then they go on to become secretaries of state. And then they go on to kill Americans in Benghazi. Yes. You know, Hillary Clinton, the woman that wrote, it takes an abortion clinic to wipe out a village. No, she didn't write that. You're making it up. Yes, I'm playing Democrat. 157 babies killed in abortion every single hour. Can you believe that? And you know what it is? Nobody's paying attention. And that's why you're losing your country, because you're not paying attention. The day that you wake up and find out that you are no longer, you have no rights, and you protest, it'll be too late, because they will tell you, we'll pack your suitcase, just get on the truck. Here's more pro-life news. Mother who regrets her abortions will march for life. I'm marching for my babies. Following a year of pro-life victories, Nehru ranks U.S. a D on abortion. Imagine the United States going to African countries and advising African people to have abortions. Huh? Do we have that much money and time that we can go out and corrupt other countries? Are we a germ that we're spreading throughout the world? 20-week abortion ban, the new front in protecting the rights of the unborn. Do you think the founding fathers, or as I like to call them, the foundling fathers, do you think the founding fathers would vote for abortion? Do you think that they would have written abortion into the Declaration of Independence or the Constitution? How do you think they would feel? Do you know, even Putin is against abortion. Be not afraid. A group supports parents who reject abortion of disabled babies. Do you know, if doctors had gotten a hold of Bocelli, the tenor's mother, they might have convinced her to have an abortion because the baby would be born blind. And definitely they would have told Beethoven's mother, get rid of the kid. Pro-life, Girl Scout, alternative sponsors, youth rally at March of Life. Oh, they're going to come under fire. Pregnant mother attacked. It's up to me. You're not going to have that child. If it is up to me, you're not going to have that child. New York Times pushes laws silencing free speech for pro-lifers. I think it is time that we recognize the New York Times as a communist front paper and call it what it is, and label it big time, along with Newsweek, along with Time Magazine. Pressuring poor people to sell their organs, economists push cash for kidneys. West Virginia Attorney General, state allows unlimited abortions up to birth. Isn't that terrible? Andrew Cuomo is nuts. He is a madman. He is absolutely, and he got elected in New York. He is an abortionist. He's a political abortionist. He is no different than Kermit Goswell. The only thing is his hands are clean for the cameras, but he has blood on his hands and on his mind and on his soul. Oh, here's great news for conservatives. Would you like to hear? Oh, it's from Ted Cruz. He's going to be the next president. Yeah, he's got a Tim Tebow chance, right? Yeah. You never can tell, you know. This is a crazy world. What is up sometimes comes down. Ted Cruz, anti-Obamacare ads in key swing state. Let's see what state that is. Today's victory by the Denver Broncos means the Broncos advance to the Super Bowl. We got a surprise for you. We will be running our TV ads fighting Obamacare on Super Bowl Sunday. I think I saw previews of this. It's pretty good. And Ted looks like he's at the Alamo. Let's hope he doesn't suffer the same fate as Davy Crockett. Obama says pot laws are important to society. The government is now the new mafia. Oh, they got a picture of Obama smoking weed. Yeah, wearing a pimp hat. That's nice. Our president, hail to the chief. The chief mistake. Let's see what else we got. Oh, Common Core. This is the next threat. I call it Communist Core. I don't know what they're up to. But every time I read about them, it's something disgusting. And I thought I read somewhere that a lot of these people that are working for Communist Core are ACORN holdovers. The Department of Justice retaliates against priests for suing over government shutdown of mass. I think this is a story about a chaplain. Yeah. A Catholic Navy chaplain who sued the Department of Defense and the Navy after he was banned from celebrating mass at the Georgia submarine base during the recent government shutdown appears to be the target of a federal government retaliation. In October, the reverend was threatened with arrest if he performed any of the sacraments during the shutdown. Oh, you mean the Obama shutdown to blame the Republicans for starving the people? While they wouldn't let veterans go into open-air memorials, wouldn't let children come into the White House for a tour and see the dishes and the cups and the saucers. This president, who spent $400,000 to go to Africa, who took an entire aircraft carrier group to Africa with him, who flew 59 vehicles in C-130s, into Africa for his tour of the motherland. Father Ray Leonard filed a lawsuit against the Department of Defense for prohibiting him from serving mass and performing other spiritual duties, which he was called upon to do as a Catholic priest. A day after the suit was filed, he received a letter from the Department of Justice reinstating his right to serve mass. However, 1 week after receiving the letter, he was informed that his DOD contract was no longer valid. How's that? Huh? How come we're not complaining? How come there's not a box for persecuted Catholics on the form? You know, shouldn't we be entitled to affirmative action, being that we're getting affirmative action? The DOJ offered him a new contract that contained more onerous language, stipulating that in order for a priest to be paid, he agreed not to receive payment for services he had already rendered. No other military chaplain contracts were under review or subjected to the same scrutiny as Father Leonard's. Now, let me tell you something. You worried about Obama? This man has planted 10,000 seeds in the government. When he goes, the 10,000 seeds will still be working to undermine this government. You have to not only get rid of Obama, but every place he squirted venom. So, want to hear the comments? What goes around comes around. That's from Pertimber. Peter says, Holder is a racist and a fascist. That's right. Races don't only come in one color. What they really want is no chaplain at all in the military. That fact is obvious. So priests like Father Capodanno, who died in Vietnam, giving last rites to dying soldiers, they don't want him there, and they don't want those wounded, dying soldiers to get last rites or to get an introduction to God. God and Jesus, this is Michael Plautz, let's see what he says. Oh, wise old lady, want to hear what she says? If we study the truth about history, you will discover right now, I should state, at one time I was Catholic. The Catholic Church is a church of pagan worship. There you go. There you go. Here's a communist agent. The Pope is the whore of Babylon. Yeah, I was once a Catholic. I know these people. I used to be Catholic. Yeah, Ted Kennedy used to be a Catholic. Michael Plautz, God and Jesus are real, but we are no longer under the law. We are no longer required to worship on the Jewish Sabbath of Saturday. You know what's sad about the Jewish Sabbath of Saturday? God promised Abraham that his descendants would be more numerous than the stars in the sky. And just recently, Israel agreed to pay for abortions for women from 21 to 31. Okay, you know what's the worst thing about these? Here's another one, Michael Plautz, God and Jesus are real, but we are no longer under the law. We are no longer required to worship on the Jewish Sabbath of Saturday. Revelation 1:10 states, on the Lord's day, I, John, was worshiping in the Spirit. He did not say he was worshiping on the Sabbath. So here's one interpreter of the Bible and this woman who pretends to be a Catholic, she's a fallen away Catholic, or she would say she wised up. But we're fighting. Christians are fighting among Christians or pseudo-Christians. And then here's Lester, and he says, what a full crock of BS. There is a Bible you should read, and that one contains the verses or books that King James removed when he had the Holy Bible King James Version printed. So here we are. All the Christians are fighting among themselves, and the communists are totally united. And their goal is to divide the country. And Obama's doing a magnificent job. So we get to fight amongst ourselves, and then one day our rulers will come in, and they will straighten out everybody. It is sad. It is sad. And that's why we're hurting big time. And that's why we lost our country. And from what I see, or what Bob Grant said, it's over, folks. Bob Grant said it's over. You know what? Today, people are so turned against one another, you can't even get a certain smile.
A certain smile. comes that certain smile to haunt your heart again.
Top stories: an enrichment deal is struck. Iran exercises diplomatic clout in numerous UN agencies. You know that a lot. You know who went into the UN from the United States? Are people that were communists in the State Department. And when the purge started of communists in the State Department, they sort of transferred them over to the UN. Some of them, yes. And I believe that the American communists in the UN today and in the State Department. But it's only a hunch. Missouri-Wyoming lawmakers open to allowing executions by firing squad. You know what? That might be a good idea, because did you see recently that I think it's the state of California, I might be wrong, is being sued because a murderer who kidnapped and raped a 22-year-old pregnant girl, woman, who had a child in the womb, 7 months old. He got a death by lethal injection, and it was new chemicals, and it took him 20 minutes to die. And that girl, she died after being raped. He cut her throat. So it's unfair that, you know, that he should be allowed to suffer and languish for 20 minutes when this girl, he gave her swift justice. Yeah, my ass he did. My ass he did. And you want to know something? A baby in the womb can last up to an hour after the death of the mother. So that baby suffered for an hour before it had no oxygen left. How's that? And I'll bet you they didn't even charge that criminal with the murder of two people. They only charged him with the murder of the mother, because babies don't count in the USA. It is really sad. We have become animals and dogs. Mondo cane. A world gone to the dogs, and the capital is the USA. We're murdering children. It's cold-blooded murder, and it's taxable. And it's sponsored by the government. So you tell me. And here's another thing to think about. 1,200,000 abortions a year. Guess how many legal immigrants come into the United States? 1,200,000 a year. That doesn't count the illegals. That doesn't count everybody that's coming in with diseases and germs that we eradicated 100 years ago. We're now getting new bouts of tuberculosis, new strains of this and that, and they've all been driven away from the United States. But now under the Obama health care, we won't be able to fight against them anymore. Because it's not about Obama health care. It's about taking 1/6 of the revenue of the American people and using it to promote a bigger government. And eventually the only job you'll be able to get is a government job. Hacking expert reveals how he cracked Obamacare site in under 4 minutes. So going back to that guy that cut that girl's throat, and killed two people, and it took him 20 minutes to die, go back to hanging. Hanging is quick. Go back to hanging. Firing squad's not bad either. It's quick and it's over with. What the Russians do, they just stand you over a drain and a guy puts a bullet in your head. Wait till you see what Putin does to these terrorists that are threatening to ruin his Olympics. Wait till you see how he administers justice. Yeah, if he shows you, and he just might show you. Dallas knockout outside Denny's restaurant. Let's see what that's about. It shouldn't be called a game. A man lying face down, bleeding and motionless, was found on the ground between two parked cars outside of a Dallas restaurant. Responding officers believe he was the latest victim of the knockout game. The so-called game, predominantly played by African-American youths, involves the senseless. What happened to plain old American youths? The senseless and random punching of unsuspecting victims with the goal of rendering them unconscious. Unfortunately, has resulted in fatalities and seriously injured. You want to hear what the... You don't want to hear the answers, right? If you're black and Obama's looks alike son, you get a pass. The CC in Florida, thank God, but then you are shooting an innocent black kid who was only out shopping to feed his hungry family. BS. You know what? You could say that Zimmerman was a victim of polar bear hunting. Yeah. Nobody would use that theory, huh? You just don't love those fun-loving game-playing, and then there's the N-word. With all those American cowboys and patriots in Texas, how is it that no one was there with a pistol? Well, there's a story of a 93-year-old woman who was attacked, and she was punched, and she went down, and the guys were kicking her, and she managed to reach in her pocketbook and pull out the biggest pistol they ever saw, and she blew one guy's head off, and the other three got away. Because it was Dallas where the liberals roam. The rest of Texas would have beaten the perp to a pulp and called it part of the game. Except for Austin and San Antonio, whatever that means. I don't know which places are. But they're being infected. The liberals are moving in there to destroy Texas. I bet you were never a Marine either. Somebody's saying something there. Yeah, no former Marine would post anti-gun sentiments. Therefore, you are an REMF, Rear Echelon Mother Fletcher. Yeah, and that's from Ridge Runner 29. Unbelievable. If it is white on black, it is also a hate crime. Otherwise, it is a game. Yeah, everybody should have a gun. And you know who should have guns more than anybody else? Women. Girls, you've been trained since childhood to be afraid of guns. That you already have been brainwashed by the communists, because that neuters half the country. That neutralizes half the country if women are afraid of guns. But I got to tell you, there are some sharpshooters out there. Back to the days of Annie Oakley. Annie, get your gun. And it's good to know how to handle one. And they have some, I saw a demonstration of a girl. She had a bra holster. And she got the first shot off in a second and a half. And this was the first time she was familiarizing herself with guns. So you think about that. That's not a bad idea. And besides, you get to meet nice guys when you go out to the range. And you can play helpless. Oh, I don't know how to load this thing. Yeah, you know what's going to happen. We got a guy that's rotting away in Afghanistan. He's been a prisoner of the Taliban for 5 years, and that's all under Obama's watch, and no effort has been made to bring him back. And it's time to bring him back. He's from Idaho. I think his last name is Bergdell. And nobody is rooting for him. You know, he's small potatoes. But this next tune is for Mr. Bergdahl, because I know he's hanging on. and his parents just sent him, he's their only son, they just sent him a letter of encouragement, and they said, don't give up, breathe, breathe. Here's that article with an opening comment by Charles J. Chaput, Archbishop of Philadelphia. Evil preaches tolerance until it is dominant, and then it seeks to silence good. Republican Party, you have this, now this is the article by Andy Cuomo. You have a schism within the Republican Party. They're searching to define their soul. That's what's going on. Is the Republican Party in this state a moderate party, or is it an extreme conservative party? Who are they? Are they these extreme conservatives who are right to life, pro-assault weapon, anti-gay? Is that who they are? Because if that's who they are extreme conservatives. They have no place in the state of New York. Commissar Andrew Cuomo, governor of New York. Now let me tell you something, Andy, you P-U-S. Yeah. Shiite conservatives are mainstream Americans. Extreme conservatives are mainstream Americans. You, sir, are a gray poupon communist. That's what you are. You dip your hands into the treasury with two hands, and you lie to win. And then somebody made a comment. It's funny, the left has some kind, please don't say the left, it's communist. While you're not fighting under the rules of the Marquess of Queensberry. You're fighting dyed-in-the-wool communists. They have one goal, it's to destroy you. They have one goal, to imprison you. They have one goal, to silence you. They have one goal, to kill your kids, to kill your kids' minds. They are a religion, and it's called the U.S. government. It's funny. The left has some kind of complex about conservatives. They prattle on and on how tolerant they are. But in the end, they possess about as much tolerance as the guys who flew into the Twin Towers. They don't respect conservatives. Well, that's your problem, conservatives. You're trying to debate an animal. You can't debate an animal. You can only kill him. This makes sense. I don't respect liberals in terms of their perspective, but I do respect them as people. BS. BS. You have to fight fire with fire. If they are cruel and intolerant, you have to be cruel and intolerant more. The only thing that they respect is power. And if you are powerless, they will destroy you. And that goes for our problems in the Middle East, too, and in the world. They will never respect you. They hate you. They despise you. They want to eliminate you. They want to terminate you. They want to terminate everything that you represent. And you have to fight fire with fire. This makes sense. I don't respect liberals in terms of their perspective, but I do respect them as people. That's BS. That's the talk of a weakling. This is where conservatives and liberals differ, well and everywhere else. While conservatives see the person behind the political views, liberals just see the enemy. Well, they're winning. So whatever they're doing, you better start improving on their tactics and making them your tactics. Yes, New York is predominantly Democrat, but 4 out of 10 New York voters are Republican. Approximately 59% of New York voters are registered Democrats and 39% are Republican. Out of the Republican voters, I would wager that a solid 20% of them are conservative. In that sense, that would identify with the Tea Party values, given that Governor Cuomo has just insulted 1 out of every 5 New Yorkers. I will say it today, and I will say it every day. The Sandy Hook gun issue could have been nullified if there were 2 armed guards in that school. That's what they needed. They didn't need a sign that said gun-free zone. They needed 2 armed guards in that school, and that little rodent would have been to death before he hurt anybody. And you know what? The people that don't admit to the fact that that school and maybe all schools need armed guards, they're the ones that are responsible for the murder of children. Imagine the reverse scenario. Imagine Governor Bobby Jindal saying that people with liberal values, and I use that word lightly. You can't say liberal. You got to say communist. You're not comparing apples to apples, communist apples to communist apples. You're dealing on the wrong level. You're dealing from a position of weakness and misunderstanding. There would be an outrage. Protesters would flood the streets outside the governor's mansion. Every pundit on MSNBC and CNN would be talking about it. Let's face it. MSNBC is an operating arm of the Communist Party. Communist News Network, CNN, is an operating arm of the Communist Party. They do not like this country, and they want to reshape it. They want it to be part of the New World Order. They want us to have a seat at the UN, and they want to have a moment of silence when you try to say a prayer out loud. They want a moment of silence. That's how much they've taken over your mind and your body. What was that movie where people were taking over the bodies, the body snatchers? That's what they are, the communist body snatchers. Okay. And the president would probably have something nuanced and brilliant to say about it. Granted, the combined viewership for CNN and MSNBC is approximately 42 people, but they do a lot of damage, man. And you'd be surprised how many people. You know, you have no idea how divided we are, and we've been deliberately divided. You go to any swearing ceremony of new citizens, and you listen to the guy who's conducting the ritual, the swearing-in ceremony. He's telling people of color that people with no color don't like them. He is telling them that they're going to be sat upon by white people. This is a government representative, and he's telling new Americans that have just gotten here that the white man is their enemy. Okay? Now, when they walk out that door into Freedom Land, which is not Freedom Land anymore, Freedom Land was a ride up in the Bronx. There is no more Freedom Land in the USA. Everybody is being controlled by somebody. We're in trouble. We're in big trouble. So how does this guy close here? Governor Cuomo has no place saying what he said. He is an enemy of America. He is a scumbaggio. He is his father's son, who was also a scumbaggio. But it doesn't matter, because it's understood that liberals can say whatever they want, that they can say anything in their dark little heart's desire, because their enemy, conservatives, for those of you who aren't following, are not human. They don't see people. They see evil, wretched filth that needs to be exterminated. Let's pray for them, and then let's destroy them. I suppose using a phrase, little dark hearts, means that I just violated my own point about conservatives and liberals, but that's just a gimme also. And this is directly to the esteemed governor of New York. He's not esteemed. He is despised. He is a PUS, a piece of shiite. I live here now. You're lucky enough to host one of the most vocal, grumpy conservatives in this fine state. You know what? We are neutered. We are eunuchs in our own party. We're afraid. Listen, when you got a congressman who is directly opposed in every way, shape, and form to a Democrat, a baby killer and flag burner, and he calls him my esteemed colleague, you know who's winning. And never forget what Jimmy from Brooklyn says. When the communists win, they win. And when they lose, they win. You think about that. Every day they're in court looking for another victory. And if they can't get it, they'll be back tomorrow with the same case, but from a different angle. Here, let me give you a tune. We'll give you a... Come on, guys. Give me something to give the boys here. Amarain, you want to hear something in Arabic? Amarain, it's by an Egyptian singer. His name is Amro Diab. He's like the Michael Jackson of Egypt. You don't want to hear it, huh? You don't like the Arabs. I know. You're prejudiced. I have one called Peace at Last. That's Spanish and Arabic. Let me see if I can find it. It's been a while since I played it. Salamo, pas al final.
Este mundo va mal y no quiere entrar en razón. Si fue
peace at last in the Middle East. You want peace at last in the Middle East? We can do it overnight. Everybody has to go a Christian for 30 days. And I'll give you a 30-day guarantee. We all go Christian for 30 days. And then if you're not happy with the religion, we'll let you go back to killing your neighbor. We're in trouble, man. We're in big trouble. We're being sucked in all over the world. Patton said the rest of the world better look out for itself, because if we try to do it, we'll go broke. Imagine what he would think if you told him we were up to $17 trillion in the hole. And China, China is $1 trillion of it. Yeah. Huh? Do you know that the GM is the number one car in China, made in China? Yeah. The EPA drove all those cars. The EPA drove all those cars in China. It is really sad. Let's see what else we got in the news that we can bug you with. Hacker reveals how he cracked Obamacare website. You want to hear that? Let's see if it's a short one. It's a video. Hacker reveals, oh, they got a picture of a guy with a face mask on. He must be a congressman. Hacker reveals how he cracked in less than 4 minutes. Oh, there's a picture of Bill Maher. You know who Bill Maher is? Bill PLO Dancer Maher? He's a private dancer, a dancer for money in any old country will do. Oh, by the way, I'm watching a news channel, and they're doing a documentary on NSA and how people in Utah, where NSA is located, wants to cut off the water supply to NSA to shut them down. And I say, oh, that's wonderful. And who's promoting, what channel am I watching this documentary on? You know what channel I was watching it on? Al Jazeera. Yeah, whatever Al Jazeera wants, I'm against. I don't care if it's peace. It's unbelievable. And here's what I'll give you the comments on this, what this guy did after he cracked Obama's website. Just imagine what the feds, this is T-Lady62, just imagine what the feds will do with your medical history once it has been entered into the database. Will they put in Hillary Clinton's medical history? Will they put in her blood clot? No record of the blood clot? Oh, but she had a blood clot on the brain. Well, you know what? I spoke to a physician's assistant today, and she goes, well, she can't run for office. That's a stroke. She can't handle running for office. Well, what is she going to say? Well, I really didn't have a blood clot. I was only fooling. Yeah. Can we get the medical records? Can we get her prescription drugs? And his guy named Pineapple says, you will be declared mentally incompetent and your guns will be confiscated. They're already doing that. And you know what? When will people stand up? When they see their neighbor being taken away along with his wife and kids. And then that guy next door is going to have to head for the hills because he knows he's next. And that's just the tip of the iceberg, T-Lady says. Virginia Cavalier says, T-Lady 62, thank you. This insurance gambit being run by the Obama Nation is simply a fact-finding foray being perpetrated among those who voluntarily come forward slurping at the freebie trial. Might we say they deserve all the abuse they can swallow? I wonder, of all the people that signed up, how many are drug addicts? Some years ago, there was an X-Files episode where Mulder and Scully stumbled upon supposedly unrelated blood sample mismanagements, which led them to the federal stockpile that contained DNA samples of all persons having been treated by doctors of a certain association with the federal government. Far-fetched? Not when you find your own blood on file, as Mulder Scully did. Okay, looks like T-Lady, and of course they'll be lined up on Capitol Hill waiting for the big bailout that's just around the corner. And we will be terminated or hired by the NSA. I'm reading different guys. I always skip the author. Obama hater for sure. That's this guy. This guy will probably never be seen again on any news show, or for that matter, ever breathing again when Eric Holder gets the magic word from Obama. And here's Glatik. He better get a bodyguard. Oh, Glatik is under suspicion. Peaver Bogart, or go into hiding. Peaver Bogart is under suspicion. Google will turn you in. Google will testify against you. Yet another fit. You know who? Huffington Post. That's the new communist rag. The Huffington Post. They are the enemy of the people. Of the American people. Downs won. Yet another failure. One more example of the systematic destruction of America by her domestic enemies. Again, Congress is silent. The administration is characterized by lies, deception, cover. One term per termite solves the problem, guys. One term per termite. Ups, cover-ups, scandals in which Americans die at the hands of other Americans, a fostering of immorality and this disillusion of the traditional family, abortion on demand, child murder, man, child murder, historical recidivism, indoctrination instead of education, and they're going after the preschoolers, and they're going after the babies. They're going after the babies who escaped the womb, the murdering, the prisoners of the womb, POWs. Disastrous economic policies, increasing persecution of Christianity. Do you know, in my church tonight, they prayed for an end to the persecution of Christians in the United States. Can you believe that? Huh? The IRS went after Billy Graham. You think that was by accident? Inane foreign policies. It would only get worse until such time as the entire infrastructure of the nation collapses. Either that or revolution. Here's Dale Dubois. The people who signed up for Obamacare will have their bank accounts drained. Their credit cards will be ran to the limit and their IDs stolen. However, most of these people have nothing to steal and they were more than likely the freebies or paid very little. They're signing up, but nobody's sending in money. The best thing about it all is that the Obama lovers can lose everything, and they deserve it. No, the Obama lovers won't sign up. Most Americans on any new product is always skittish of it until it's proven to be good. Nobody likes to be the first buyer of a bad issue. With the youth of our nation becoming more and more computer savvy, they are bypassing security protocols with little difficulty. The technology is growing at such an alarming rate that it is impossible to keep up. And the most advanced the system, and the more advanced the system, the more the hackers enjoy beating the systems. That's one thing about Americans. You tell them they can't do something, they're going to do it. As we become more reliant upon these systems, the more open we are to being hacked. The question is, who is doing it and for what reason? That's from Jimmy Maxwell. there's a guy that I think his name is Bob, and he always broadcasts from a bar in Queens, and he really goes after Obama, man, and you know he makes sense, 100% sense. We are a divided country. We're in trouble. Nobody is trying to bring us together. Everybody is trying to split hairs. And the left loves it. You remember what that big communist said that's now the mayor of Chicago, killing all the black kids? Yeah, who was voted in by blacks and he's killing them all? What's his, Rahm Emanuel? Yes, he said, never let a good crisis go to waste. Yep, and he's got a real big death rate in Chicago. But you never heard the press ever come out and accuse him of genocide. CBS new shocker, Benghazi was preventable. You want to hear that? We'll come back to that. I'll give you a tune. Being that it's cold, we'll play One Summer Night. This is when love was love. You know there used to be love in this country, too? Now you got a 63%. I thought it was 50, but the advertisers are saying it's a 63% divorce rate. Now that's only with people with papers. A lot of people get married without papers, and you don't know what the divorce rate there is. You know, they just pick up their mattress and go to another house.
One summer night, we fell in love. One summer night, I held you tight, you and I, under the moon of love. One summer night, I kissed your lips. One summer night, I held you close, you and I, under the moon.
Okay, CBS News, hardly a right-wing news outfit, has a shocking report out highlighting a bipartisan Senate Intelligence Committee's conclusion that the Benghazi terrorist attack was preventable. You know, we used to say as teenagers when we heard news like this, no poop Dick Tracy. I don't want to use the S word. It's like, you know, how dumb can you be? You failed the detective test. So let's see what else we got. We talked about abortion. If you hate your kids, oh, this one I got to read. If you hate your kids, send them to public school. Oh, this is a sad thing. You know why it's sad? Everybody's in the economical trap. If I had the money, I would send my kid here. But I don't have the money, so I have to go to the communist cucumber school. So this is what, we'll read this article, because I got to tell you, the future of the nation is in the preschoolers and the kindergarten kids and the grammar school kids. That's where the future of the nation is. The college graduates all suck. They're all brainwashed. Very few of them, they have no idea what's going on. And if they do, they're left-wingers and they're Occupy Wall Street turds. You know, when I was a wee lad growing up in West Texas, public schools weren't all that bad. We started our day off with the Pledge of Allegiance, said prayers during football games, actually studied our nation's founding docs, sang patriotic songs, and we celebrated the true meaning of both Christmas and Easter. Well, Jesus Christ was born in Christmas, and Jesus Christ rose from the dead on Easter Sunday. Do you know that revolutions, the Irish Revolution, started on Easter Monday? And there's a song, the Foggy Dew, an Irish song, the Foggy Dew. And the Angelus Bell by the Livy Swell rang out in the Foggy Dew. God has always been in wars. Both sides think God is on their side.
but God takes all souls. It's true, and dogs were actually graduating from school back then, I know. Everyone and their dog graduated, that's what the guy's saying, in addition to that pro-American bliss. Instead, out of our large graduating class, there was only one dropout, and that was my childhood buddy who left school to join the Bandidos motorcycle gang. He had a tattoo before tats became hip and groovy, ubiquitous, and virulently narcissistic. Speaking of tattoos, girls, if you're going to get a cute the butterfly inked on your shoulder, you must make the general public a promise that you will not gain 600 pounds later in life and have that blue moth morph into a massive faded condor that we all have to stare at. It's you know what the best tattoo is for women? Post no bills. If that's too much to ask, then please cease to wear tube tops so we don't have to gawk at that muted colored vulture on your enormous back. Deal? Deal. Anyway, back to the good old days. Who's doing this here? Doug Giles. Okay. When our parents dumped us off at school, they weren't riddled with fear that our school moms were going to morph into domestic terrorists who think Che Guevara is the bomb. Our folks also knew that sexed-up teachers wouldn't teach kinky weirdness to their 12-year-olds. No, if their kids were going to learn about sex, it would be done in the traditional way via their older brothers and their Playboy magazine stash in the alley behind the house. Today, as far as public schools are concerned, it is veritable loaded dice rolling regarding how your kids will come out. And after spending 8 hours a day with our educators, more than likely dead unless you're Bill Ayers, College Sheikh Mohammed, or Russell Brand, you're not going to be too pleased with what the public schools do to your kids' noggins. I can tell you that, oh, what did I do here? I hit the wrong thing. I can tell you that there are girls that come home to their mothers in the fifth grade and tell their mothers that they can't be abstinent too much longer. You think about that. Peer pressure. This week, a story surfaced about the father of a 13-year-old girl who got righteously ticked when her daughter showed him a picture of what loons were lacing his dear daughter's curriculum with. Check it out. The father of the 13-year-old girl who was upset by a classroom poster that listed sex acts was shocked to hear that the poster is part of the school's health and science curriculum. As local Fox News affiliate in Kansas, Fox4KC.com, reported, Tuesday, Mark Ellis said his daughter, a student at Hocker Grove Middle School in the Shawnee Mission School District, was shocked by what she saw on a poster on the classroom in school. Ellis said his daughter took a picture of the poster and showed her parents. Originally, Ellis assumed the poster to be a student prank until he called the school and discovered it was part of the curriculum. Why would you put that in front of 13-year-old students? He asked. The poster entitled, How Do People Express Their Sexual Feelings? Lists sex acts such as oral sex. If I told you that I've heard that fifth graders can do oral sex in a hallway, would you believe me? Can I prove it? No. Sexual fantasy, but I got my eyes and ears open. Caressing, anal sex, dancing, hugging, touching each other's genitals, kissing, grinding, and masturbation. That's on a chart in the school. Ellis said that after being told by the school principal the poster was teaching material, he is now concerned about what his daughter is being taught in school. See, this is a wake-up call. You know, some cultures may consider that acceptable, but there are other cultures who will kill their daughters if they come home with crap like that. Why would you put it in front of 13-year-old students, he asked. The poster entitled, oh, I said that already. I got two words for that poster being put out by the public school to 13-year-olds. They are holy and guacamole. Man, when I was 13, I had no idea what sex was. I thought it consisted of my mom and dad wrestling with their shirts off. At least that's what it looked like when they didn't lock the door that one Friday night that, try as I may, I'll never forget. Yeah, you know what? If homosexuality is such a sweet thing, why don't you demonstrate it in the front of the classroom? See how many parents come with guns. Sure, as a young pubescent boy, I was attracted to girls, but we did normal things back then to show our interest in the opposite sex, pull a girl's hair or jump a tall ramp on our huffy wide while they watched or sucked milk through straws shoved up our nostrils, you know, something to show our prowess. It was caveman stuff. Now, certainly the aforementioned wasn't pretty or too suave, but it never came into our minds that we wanted to show we had feelings for a fair ass and that we could do it via anal sex. But that's what is being taught at frickin' Hocker Grove Middle School. And it's in a mission district. Isn't that something, huh? Good Lord, parents, you better take reins of your kids' brains and bodies and rip them out of the hands of these bastions of banality, communism. There you go, my friends, the word communism and overt sexualization. Do it now before it's too late. That's word to the wise from a guy out in, where was it? Shawnee Mission, an Indian reservation. It must be nearby. Right? And probably they had missionaries out there teaching the love of Jesus. Now, forget about it. What can I say? They've made homosexuality look like it's a natural and normal thing. Let me tell you something. Everybody has an entrance and an exit. And you don't make love to the exit. Think about that. So, having said that, if you can believe you can make love to an exit, what you ought to do is take your car, rev up the engine to about 7,200 RPMs, and drive it into the exit of the Holland Tunnel, and let me know how you make out. And you know what happens when you go in wrong places. You get sick diseases, and then you go on Obamacare. And you get first preferential treatment because self-inflicted wounds always get preferential treatment by the communists. It is really sad. We can't even order champagne. It's time to go back to the studio. And I'm loading, but it's not loading. Here we go. Well, you know what? If you're that desperate for communist sex, I'll give you the dirty boogie.
It's a dirty bird.